All right, what is this? Day 25? Yeah, it is day 25. I didn't do anything yesterday because I went to go watch the new Puss in Boots movie, The Last Wish. I'm more of a DreamWorks Animation fan, so I mean, I might be a little bit biased here, but goodness gracious, was it an amazing movie? Dude, the voice acting, the characters, it was just, what's that one meme from The Boys, Homelander, just, it was perfect. Everything, down to the last minute detail. That was exactly that, yeah. But other than that, I stayed after the end credit scene, and I was expecting like a cutscene of them teasing like the Shrek cinematic universe with all the fairy tales and all that stuff, which is kind of funny. Now that I think about it, there's some characters from Disney movies into DreamWorks. Even though they don't get off any spinoff movies in DreamWorks, it's, I don't know. That's hilarious. I just think that's funny. But that whole time, me watching that new Puss in Boots movie, The Last Wish, not once did I take my eyes off the screen. It was that amazing. It did get me a little emotional too. I didn't really show it because, you know, there was people there, but hey, I definitely did feel some type of emotion, and I don't normally feel any of that throughout my lifetime because, you know, our day and age, we live in a society, am I right? But you should definitely go check it out. It is a good movie. I know people were complaining about the animation style, which they're plebeians because they're not real artists like I am. I'm a true artist. The animation was amazing. I don't know what they're talking about. Because the thing is, I think we reached a point where we had peak animation. Like, animation at its peak. Like, this is the most high definition, most full render we can ever get. So the importance of style is more relevant or trumps over, like, oh, this movie's so high definition, so highly detailed. Nope. Because we have that technology, and pretty much damn near any expensive movie studio can do that. And yeah, I think now it's all about stylization, about style. And the fact that they're able to mix in like a type of comic book like effects and then just kind of paper painted. It's really hard to explain, but it was good animation. I enjoyed it every minute of that movie. I enjoyed that movie a lot. And DreamWorks is actually known for making pretty good movies, even better than Disney. I'll say that. So anytime this was back when I was younger, I would be on Tinder and I saw some chick post Disney movies, I just cringe because I'm just like, oh, basic girl, like everybody else that like Disney movies. Not once did I see a DreamWorks animation gal, and it's like, oh, they're a rare breed. I'll say that. They're a rare breed. Even though I'm referring to them as breed, that's kind of, you know, cringe. But DreamWorks Animation is really good for putting out some good movies. Obviously, the Shrek franchise, but other movies include Sinbad, and then my second favorite, which first was Shrek, second has to be Road to El Dorado. That one was awesome. I could just watch that movie damn near every day when I was little, and I probably can do that now. Well, I don't have the time to do it now, but if you were to have the movie on, I'll definitely watch it till the end. So that's pretty much all I got to share. This is why I didn't post anything yesterday, because I was busy watching a movie, and it was an awesome movie, and I just couldn't wait to talk about it right now.